Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. My name's Rick Samprin. The cards were stacked against the Ticats, but they pulled out a gutsy win in the Capitol. The Fifth Quarter Podcast begins now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. My name's Rick Samprin, and I should only start the show with this.
We love those cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. We'll crouch and snarl and bite and growl and win with all our might. We love those cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. For a whiskey wee wee and a ski wawa and on to victory.
And a big victory at that. Thank you, Robert. Living in infamy here on the Fifth Quarter. Every time the Ticats win, we air his rendition of the Ticats fight song, and a well-deserved win tonight. My gosh, the odds were stacked against the Ticats. The CFL schedule makers, it seemed, wanted Hamilton to lose this game. There is no way on God's green earth that anyone associated with the Ticats was sending a Christmas card to the schedule makers this holiday season. It was not going to happen. Well, maybe after tonight they will, because it was a big fat W for the Cats. 27-24 Hamilton over Ottawa in what has to be described as one of the biggest wins of the season. I know Ottawa has now lost six in a row, and I know Hamilton has beaten the Red Blacks 10 straight times dating back to 2019. But on just 3 days rest, on the road, against a team that's coming off the bye week, after playing an emotional game on Labor Day against an arch rival in the heat of August, or let's call it early September, because that's what it was. But still, man, the odds were against this Ticats team, and they come out, again, not looking pretty at times, especially in the first half, but they come out with a big win tonight. They're now 5-7 on the season. The Red Blacks, you'll recall at one point in time, were 3-3. They're now 3-9. Hamilton is one win behind Montreal. Montreal with a big game in Toronto tomorrow. I guess we're cheering for the Argos at this point. Kinda, sorta. This Ticats team can catch the Owls and potentially host an East semifinal. I think Hamilton will certainly cheer for the Argos in that respect. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device to call in and make your voice heard on what your takeaways are from this game. How are you feeling about this Ticats team? Are you not thinking this is a big win because, well, it's the Red Blacks. They stink. Ottawa played a pretty good second half, that is for sure. They had the Ticats on the ropes on a couple of those drives. What are your thoughts after this win by Hamilton? We're going to vote for our player of the game, and we'll certainly at the end of the game anoint our fan of the night. My player of the game, and there's a few guys we can choose. Taylor Powell with a strong game again. Tim White had a phenomenal game. Stavros Katsantonis with a big game. Simone Lawrence with a big game. I'm going to go with Timmy White. Seven catches, targeted 12 times, 180 receiving yards as the Cats finally started stretching the field tonight. And two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Tim White, my player of the game. What say you? 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. Olson is first off the hip. Olson, welcome to the Fifth Quarter. How are you?
Hi, Rick. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. I don't really know where to start tonight, to be honest. I mean, just, I don't know, it's a great game coming off a bye week, too, the way they played. A lot of people are getting mad at the defense, but I think they just played, what, 3-4 days ago? And then they come out and they play like that again tonight. I thought they played great.
Yeah, there were a lot of missed tackles tonight. And we've seen that from time to time in other games. But I'll give this defense, and I'll really give this team a break because, Yeah, they had 3 days off. They practiced once this week. So I'll give them a bit of a breather on that.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I totally 100% agree with you. Like, couple plays, like, come on, like, you know what I mean? He's got to make that. But you got to think about how tired they are. But I don't want to make excuses. The other thing I want to talk about, too, is the officiating. Oh, my goodness. I try to come on this show and talk about the positives and not complain about the officiating because my dad would give me a hard time about it. But it was awful tonight. Like, it was so bad. To try to give the team like Ottawa a boost like that coming off a bye week when we just played on Monday and the calls they were making were, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on it too, but I thought the officiating was awful.
I, like you, don't normally like to criticize the officiating. They're human beings. They'll make some mistakes. They made some mistakes tonight. But when one team has 7 penalties for 70 yards and the other team has 1 penalty for 10 yards, something's up.
Oh, I thought so, too. It's just like the push-off when Powell had the deepest connection of his career. I don't know. If that DB is a DB in the CFL and he can't still make a play off that quote-unquote push-off, he shouldn't be a DB in the CFL. Like, I don't think it was really that bad. But I was also really, really impressed with Powell scrambling out, making the short plays, not forcing plays, but you can see that he was smart enough, like, okay, I got to get this ball up, but I'm going to get it off a smart way, getting us field position to punt. If we did have to punt, then we have the defensive battle as well. But I thought he played well, really, really well today. I think it might have been the best game that he's had since the BC game. But those two games are complete games that I think that he can really, really build on because I thought he looked great tonight.
So is he your player of the game?
Easily, 100%. I think he's my player of the game for sure.
All right, great vote. Olson, we'll have to leave it there. Appreciate your call. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too, Rick.
Thank you very much. Olson's exit means room for you. That is a vote for Powell. Jen giving her game ball and player of the game votes to Powell as well. 2 votes, Taylor Powell, 1 Tim White. Who is your player of the game? 905-645-3221, star 9900. Dave in Grimsby is on the fifth quarter. Dave, hello. Hello, Dave. Okay, let's put Dave on hold. Let's go over to Brian. Brian, are you there?
Hey, yes, I sure am.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, couldn't be better. A win is a win, you know?
I'll take it. Yeah, 2 points is 2 points.
I agree with the previous caller. I'm well over 100 years old. On 89 years ago when I was starting to watch the game, my dad said, the first thing you got to do is beat the refs. And I think we did that tonight. I couldn't believe the calls Barresi was making. I do think Dave Foxcroft was in the command center a couple times to help us out. But on top of that, this team played heads-up football, gut football all night long. And my player of the game is Taylor Powell. I just, every game, I'm astounded at how much that guy's grown and how gutsy he is and what the stuff he'll try. They're all shut up now.
Brian, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Take care, Rick.
That is Brian here on the fifth quarter. By the way, you recall that we were once broadcasting live on Facebook on the fifth quarter. Well, we know what Meta has been doing in regards to news and news agencies. So we're trying out YouTube tonight. So you can head over to CHML's YouTube account and see me, make your comments heard there. You can consume the fifth quarter on CHML's YouTube channel as well. You can also text in your thoughts on tonight's game, 905-645-3221. And, of course, on the phone, calling in 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. Just got a text from Frank who says, "Hi, Rick. Gritty effort from the black and gold tonight. Much like most of the season, it wasn't pretty, but we got it done. Still plenty to improve on, but a win is a win. They made it to be hard to come by moving forward, so let's enjoy it. Player of the game is Tim White by a mile. Cheers, Rick. Frank from Hamilton." Frank, thanks for the text. You too can send me a text at 905-645-3221. We're also on Twitter, at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag #FifthQuarter to vote for your player of the game. Make your comments known on Twitter /X, whatever you're calling it these days. Email from Randy. "Good evening, Rick. It was a slow, evolving paced game at times, especially in the first half. A constant switching of leads throughout the second half. That second half, much more exciting. What a terrific goal line stand in the first half by the Hamilton defense. Once again, the penalties and injuries are hurting the Cats. Yet an even more unexplainable question. How can Hamilton have so much trouble with Ottawa? Might be that so many former Tiger Cats are on the Ottawa team, at least 7 lead changes. My player of the game is a hard-working and impressive Tim White. Taylor Powell, much improved and good TD throws, some great runs by Tyreek McAllister, and helpful reception gains by Omar Bayless. The game schedule needs improvement. It's all over the place. Oski Wee Wee now 5-7. We'll take it. Have a great weekend, Rick Randy in Oakville. So another vote for Tim White, 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. We got Dave and Grimsby back. Dave, good evening.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. You know, it's always fun. When we get a victory, I was cheering myself tonight. I was pretty happy with the victory. But, I think we got to put things in perspective. I mean, the Ticats are 5-7 now?
That is correct. 5 wins, 7 losses.
Okay. 3 wins against the Red Blacks.
Yeah. Well, they still count, but yeah.
1 win at home.
Yes. You're sounding unimpressed.
Well, I think what bugged me is listening to the post game show, listening to the two gentlemen there hyping the Ticats up like there's some kind of fantastic team. I mean, I'm just saying Ticat fans got to put it into perspective here, right? You know, Winnipeg's coming in next week. If we get a victory there, it's a positive thing. But, you know, if you look at the season so far, you know, we got 3 wins against the Red Blacks, 1 against the Elks before they finally beat us to start their little winning streak, and a very good win against the BC Lions. I think overall, if you look at tonight, you know, the defense had 7 really good plays, the 4 turnovers, the second down and third down stop, and then at the end of the game, the second down to get the turnover with under 2 minutes left, that's 7 good plays. The rest of the game, they were completely ripped apart. Like, Williams had 211 total yards. They were completely ripped apart. And I'm not impressed with the defense at all. They had 7 good plays tonight, and I'm happy they did. I'm happy because those were huge plays. But, you know, I'm not getting confident right now about this team being able to even make a dent in anybody in the playoffs.
So you're not putting much stock in the lack of rest this week for this team?
You know what? That's another thing I have to bring up is I think Steinauer, you know, has to have some of his jobs taken off of his career right now. Like, if you think about all the titles he has, if they just left him at head coach and let everybody else do the other jobs, look at what he did this week on 3 days rest. You know, it was a pretty good coached game by Steinauer tonight, with the exception of the defense getting torn apart, but that's kind of more on Washington. Like, you know, there wasn't any glaring mistakes by Steinauer tonight. And you know, that's the 3 days, including dealing with the Duke Williams situation, which blew up into something silly this week. And I think this week proves that he's a good coach. They should take all the other titles off of him and just make him the coach.
Well, in saying that, on 3 days rest with all these titles, you just said he did a good job, and I thought he did a good job, and I thought the team was good enough to win. Obviously, they were tonight.
Yeah, but we got to remember we were playing the Red Blacks, right? Someone was saying earlier about getting the card that they had to play 3 days later. They should be giving the CFL thank you card that they had to play the Red Blacks. What if it was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers this weekend?
Well, it probably would have been a much different story, if I'm being
honest. Exactly. So, Rick, I'm going to tell you right now, though, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I think there's 3 players of the game tonight.
Oh, okay.
Powell, Tim White, and Williams from the Red Blacks. I think Williams from the Red Blacks getting 211 total yards. It's ridiculous that no one has said his name yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he rushed for 146. You get 69 receiving yards. He didn't get in the end zone, but he was a ball of fire. In fact, I thought he was going to get a lot more touches than he did tonight.
Yeah, and it's funny, Rick. When they got towards the end zone, they kept getting stuffed. They never gave it to him once. You know, when they got within the 10-yard line, why didn't they hand it to him? He was shredding them all night.
Yeah, not one handoff.
That's on the red-black coaching staff. Right,
not one handoff on any of those goal and goal situations.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, maybe that's why they're 3-9.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. With three of the wins of our five are against that team. So, you know, I'm not getting too confident yet, but, you know, yeah, I've called you many times. You know, I love the Ticats, and I'd love to see them in the Grey Cup this year in Hamilton. But right now, it's seeming like a very, very far shot.
Well, we shall see. That's why they play the game. Dave, always appreciate the call. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Rick.
That's Dave in Grimsby. I will say this, though. You know, Dave, you know, he mentioned some pretty good points. They are 4-2 on the road. And should this team have to play on the road in the playoffs, I mean, I think that should count for something. You've run 4 of 6 road games, including handing the Lions their only loss at home. That's got to count for some. Brian on Twitter says, Taylor Powell doesn't like to run the ball, but he seems to be the most effective throwing while scrambling. The better he gets at reading defenses, the better he will be in the pocket, and the more he will spread the ball around to different receivers. And Jim says, how did the Ticats do that on 3 days rest? 4 turnovers, dug deep in the fourth quarter to shut Ottawa twice in a row. White, player of the game, is playing like a man possessed. Another game for Powell with no picks. Dare I say it, Rick? I have hope. Oh, look at the hashtags. Hashtag Oski, wee-wee, hashtag fifth quarter. Jim is on the bandwagon, sitting comfortably. The Mark P says, gutsy, gutsy win. Props to all the boys. And Kasten says, Powell is showing strong progression. Tim White showing why he should have been a bigger target all season. And I will echo that as well. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. Manny is standing by. We'll get to his thoughts, some emails, some tweets, and texts coming in as well. This is the fifth quarter, also on CHML's YouTube page tonight. Tune in there as well. You're listening to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
It's where Ticats fans come together. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
So this is it, third and goal. Pickram in again. And we're all set. They dig in. And he's going to try to the right. He stopped again. They stopped him 3 times from the one. The Tiger Cats defense did it.
RJ Broadhead, the call with chuckling exploits of Luke Tasker in the background on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML. Tiger Cats win as we welcome you back to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. 27-24 the final. Man, what more can you say about this Ticats team? They lose on Labor Day, what was a crushing defeat at the hands of their arch rivals, the Toronto Argonauts, on a hot September afternoon slash evening. They get just 3 days off. They practice just once on the Wednesday. They're tired. They're on the road. They're facing an Ottawa Red Blacks team that's coming off the bye week, champing at the bit to get a W and end their 5-game slide. And it is the Tiger Cats who come out on top. Big win, 10th straight against the Red Blacks dating back to 2019. And now just 2 points behind Montreal for second in the East at 5-7. Whew, lots to talk about tonight. Big games by Taylor Powell, Tim White, Simone Lawrence, Stavros Katsantonis, Trey Crawford with a big forced fumble as well, 4 turnovers, fighting the referees, 7 penalties to 1. It seemed like everything was against this Ticats team. Not only are we broadcasting live on 900 CHML, 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app, on your smart speaker at phone at home, we're also on CHML's YouTube channel for the first time. Head over to YouTube, search out 900 CHML, and you can watch me in the studio, if you'd rather consume the show that way. Got a message from Camps on our YouTube page saying, I'm very critical of this team, but when they win with 3 days rest, I'm going to be overly happy about the game. And adds, for a D-line with only 3 days rest to successfully get a goal line stance is just incredible, regardless how many yards they gave up. That's a great point. And I know it happened in the first half, but still, you are battling with other grown-ass men trying to get 1 yard, 1 yard of real estate. And not once, not twice, but 3 times in the highlight we just played for you, the Ticats got the job done. Check mark for the Hamilton Ticats D-line and defense. That was a great stand that I think set the tone. Not necessarily a turning point, but a tone setter early on this game. And I think the message to Ottawa to say, we're not going to back down. And how many times in the second half, when Hamilton scored and Ottawa came back, and then Hamilton scored and Ottawa came back with a touchdown on the run, there were so many instances in this game where the Ticats could have said, you know what, yeah, we're on just 3 days rest. We're, you know, we've played okay, but we're going to pack it in. That did not enter the vocabulary, which is a sign, I think, of a mentally strong team and clearly a physically strong team. Big ups to the Ticats tonight. Email from Anthony. Hello, Rick. Remember when we used to say, whatever happened to the 50-50 ball? And you just got to trust that your receiver is going to go up and get it. Well, Tim White did just that. Player of the game by a mile tonight. Glad to see Powell played a lot better with no turnovers and a much better completion ratio. Best thing was that he wasn't injured early in the first half. Could you imagine playing with our fourth string QB? We still have a shot this year. It's a long shot, but the long shots work tonight. Oski wee wee. On to the next one. Cheers, Anthony. Great email, Anthony. Great thoughts as well. Back to the phone we go at 905-645-3221 as we continue here on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Manny has been waiting patiently. Manny, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Nice to talk to you again this week.
Absolutely. What did you think about tonight's game?
Yeah, it was good. But, yeah, you know, a little bit of, I guess all season long, we've been a little bit Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and no different tonight. You've seen what happened last week, and I think the difference was, again, the intensity tonight, which is again, so shocking because they should have had the intensity with a home crowd, Labor Day, annual biggest game of the year, and, of course, their rivals and whatever. And then today, with a little bit less, quite a bit less rest, they showed a lot more intensity and grit. So that is kind of hard to take in. Having said that, you know, people saying all this about, well, we're beating Ottawa, whatever. Listen, at the end of the day, it's a professional team that's earning a paycheck like we are, that knows if they don't win this game tonight, it's going to be a hard task to get back, to get to a playoff position now. I think that was very detrimental to them. So a huge win for us. The gentleman that called a couple, all due respect, because everybody has their opinion, and I appreciate that, but I wouldn't want to be stranded on the deserted island with that guy. I think I'd lose all hope. He said that the defense was terrible. I mean, you can't stop everything. Williams played extremely well, credit to him. But aside from that, overall, I mean, the defense, I thought, played well in other areas. I mean, again, there's two teams playing out there. And you just can't have a game. Well, you have the odd game where you just dominate in all facets, but generally you're going to be good in one area and you know, not so good in the other. I will say I'm a little bit worried though, is that the, I don't know what's happened, but 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago against BC, it seemed like we could run past everybody. And we know those are one-off games. You're not going to have the guy rushing for close to 200 yards every game. But it seems like the last couple of weeks, which is good, our receiving is starting to get on track, especially with Timmy White and some of these new receivers. But then it looks like our running game is a little bit off again. And, you know, same offensive line. In fact, I think they added one regular back in the lineup from a season ago or whatever. So that's a little bit maybe concerning, but we'll see. I mean, you can't complain. I wouldn't say Tim White by a landslide at all, because I think Tim White's been ordinary all year. It's only the last couple of games he's turned it on. He's one of the highest players on the team. He should go out there, and same with Simone Lawrence. He should go out there and dominate. I give player of the game by a long shot to Powell. He's the young one coming in and just having to throw to Tim White to make it even work so that he can go up and get the ball. So definitely the player of the game for me is Powell. But I will say is a young man that I'm really impressed with is Kazatonis. I'm maybe pronouncing that wrong, but in a safety position where we lost some key players in defensive backs, by him playing well at safety, it allowed Delicate now to play as a DB. And without having confidence in young man, I mean, that young man, you know, he doesn't have the stature of a Rob Hitchcock, but he hits hard. He plays hard every game. He's got 3 picks or something like that in the last couple of weeks. And he's just always in the play. Now, being a safety, that's not always a good thing. If your safety's making a lot of the tackles, but he's always seems to have his nose in the play. So have a great weekend, my friend. And we'll keep that up and we'll keep the momentum going. And I think we'll do well against Winnipeg.
I will bid you an Oski Wee Wee. Great call as always. And have a great weekend.
Thank you.
905-645-3221. Manny with some great comments there. And I will say about Stavros Katsantonis, and yes, he did pronounce it right, is that, yeah, he does have a nose for the ball. And, yeah, he is physical, and he likes to get his nose dirty. He had, you know, another couple of big plays tonight, including when Trey Crawford forced Williams to fumble. Who was there? Stavros Katsantonis to make the big play. And he's a guy who just gets in there and makes things happen. Interception tonight, which again was a bit of a tone setter. Say, hey, listen, we're not going to roll over tonight. We're here for 2 points. Who is your player of the game? Call us, text us, email us, or you can share your thoughts on CHML's YouTube page or on the text line at 905-645-3221. Email rick@900chml.com. *9900 on your cellular device to call in, or 905-645-3221. More great analysis coming up by me and hopefully you as well on a big win by the Black and Golds. This is the fifth quarter brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the fifth quarter powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Taylor Powell might be changing the play, looking both sides, doing some hand motions now, stomps his right foot, gets the ball in the shotgun, looking end zone, Tim White has it, it's another touchdown, and the Tiger Cats lead again.
What a back and forth affair it was. Tie Cats ultimately getting the victory over the Ottawa Red Blacks, 27-24. Tim White with that score and another one, 2 TDs in the fourth quarter, in what was a tremendous performance by he and, I think, this entire Ticats team. Wasn't perfect. Certainly wasn't pretty in the first half, that is for sure. But Tim White, one of the candidates for player of the game after catching 7 balls for 180 yards and 2 TDs. Taylor Powell, 21 of 32, 326 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. The two top contenders tonight. We should not leave out Devontae Williams. He was phenomenal for Ottawa. Didn't get in the end zone, but man, he was running like his hair was on fire. 17 carries, 146 yards, big gashes up the field. Also made 4 catches for a game-high 16, or team-high 69 yards for the Ottawa Redblacks. But it is Hamilton with the win. They're now 5-7 on the season, 2 points back of Montreal for second place in the East Division. The Alouettes in Toronto tomorrow afternoon in the first game of what is a triple header for the Canadian Football League. And perhaps one of the reasons why Hamilton only got 3 days rest. What they should have done was had the Ticats play tomorrow and choose one of these other 3 games and play them tonight. That's what should have been happening with the Ticats or the CFL schedule makers. I digress. 905-645-3221. *9900 on your cell phone. You can call in to talk about tonight's win, vote for your player of the game. Send me a text at 905-645-3221. Mario from Hamilton did. He says, slow start, but offense did their job in the second half for a tired defense. Regardless, this isn't enough. A lot more needs to improve. Coach O needs to get more out of the group he chose this season down the stretch. That's a good point. This was a good win. This was a good win, but more needs to be done. This team has to do much better down the stretch, and they got some big games down the stretch. It is a team that is going to be facing some heavy hitters coming up, including a week tomorrow when they take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at home. Then they're in Toronto a week after that. the week following hosting Calgary in what's going to be a massive game in terms of crossover playoff implications. Then in Saskatchewan, that'll be a toughie. Then hosting BC, who'll want some revenge after losing at home back on August 26th, and then closing out the season. And what could be the game that decides who finishes second in the East, and that is Hamilton at Montreal on October the 28th. That could be the game that decides the whole thing. Got a text from Chris, who writes, "Howdy, Mr.," and he said, "Mr. Samprin." It should be Mr. Zamprin with a Z, but hey, that's okay. That's okay, Chris. Oski wee wee, insert Ticats victory song here. Yes, we already played Robert's rendition of the Ticats fight song, and it's always great to hear. To all the bleepsayers, says Chris, the later piece of the season has just begun. Okay. Real championship teams peak towards the playoffs, and the Cats have been progressing and heading that way with injuries, etc. Do not forget that they had a big victory on the road after just a short week. As well, never forget how Ottawa has played and how, especially this season, anyone can beat anyone. Better this than to be on top all season and see your bubble busted at the absolute worst time at the end of the season. Taylor Powell has come into his own, and watch out when the others get healthy for the push. Powell is reminding me of Chuck Healy in 72. Stars of the game, Powell, Tim White, and the rest of the team, as it is a team game. That text from Chris. You can text too at 905-645-3221 or call in on that same number, *9900 as well. Email from Angelo. By the way, Angelo and I always email each other before the game because he always sends in his predictions and his thoughts on the game, and he nearly nailed the final score, saying that the Cats would win 24-21. I said, you know what? I'm thinking Red Blacks 23-20. You know, the cards were just stacked against Hamilton. I wasn't confident. I'll be honest. I was not confident given everything that I laid on the table earlier on, including being on the road and the bye week for the Red Blacks and the whole kit and caboodle. But Angelo nearly got the score right. And he says, "Hi, Rick, awesome win for the boys. Great compete and resilience displayed tonight. I thought Katsantonis played phenomenal and set the momentum defensively. Simone Lawrence was a game wrecker all game. I thought Tim White was great in getting separation from red-black DBs, and Powell threw some nice balls to him. I thought the offensive line gave the quarterback just enough time to sustain drives and finish with touchdowns. I thought Milanovic called a fantastic game, and the guys executed tonight. Things are getting interesting in the division. Hopefully we can go on a run with some luck and get a playoff home game. Great work tonight all around. Multiple players of the game, Katsantonis, Lawrence, White, and Mr. Powell. Cheers, Big Ange from Stony Creek." He is giving plaudits left, right, and center. FM fan on Twitter, at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. He did. What a way better second half by the Ticats, as well as a game what that Tim White had tonight for 198 total yards and two TDs. My player of the game has to go to Taylor Powell for 44 rushing, 622 passing yards. Well, it wasn't quite that much. It was 326. Six TDs, one interception with 3 days rest between the two games. Oh, the two games. So he's combining the two games. Sorry. 622 passing yards, six TDs, one interception tonight and on Labor Day as well. And Taylor Powell's been good. Taylor Powell has been good. We cannot point to this quarterback to say this is the reason why the Ticats have been kind of off and on this season. I know he's QB3, but he's still getting paid to perform, and he is performing. Can't say this team is or has been slumping because of the quarterback play. It hasn't been great, but he's been pretty good for a first-year guy. I'll say that. Joe on Twitter, at Rick Samprin, says, "Man, another Ticats special. Defense had a great first half and not so good second half. Still lots of issues with this team, but a win is a win. And let's just make the playoffs and get healthy." Tim White, player of the game. Powell also played well as well. Go Cats. 905-645-3221. We'll take one more break. When we come back, more emails, texts, tweets, hopefully another call as well here on the fifth quarter as we celebrate a Ticats win. It's all brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
From, check. second and one. Back to pass. And oh, he's lost the football. He's lost the football. He was almost sacked. The ball came loose. Tiger Cats are saying they have it. Casey Sales and Ted LaRon are both down on the ground sharing the football. Ottawa fumbles. Tiger Cats recover. The defense does it again.
And they did it again and again throughout the game. Big goal line stand, four turnovers, and a huge win for the Hamilton Tiger Cats tonight. RJ Broadhead, another great call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML. 27-24 the final. Hamilton comes out on top for the 10th time in a row against the Red Blacks. You know what we should do? We should call up the CFL schedule maker and say, you know what? You owe us one. How about we play Ottawa each and every week? How about we do that? Can we do that? Can we make that request in? Can we just play the next however many games we got left against the Ottawa Red Blacks? Six more games. Poor Ottawa. They were 3-3 at one point. They're 3-9. That was a bit of a death knell for the Red Blacks' playoff hopes, I would think. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. You got six more minutes to call in and tell me your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game. Right now, Tim White has 7 votes for player of the game. Taylor Powell with 5 other votes for a bunch of other guys, including Devontae Williams, Stavros Katsantonis, Simone Lawrence, the whole defense as well. Anthony calling into the fifth quarter. Anthony, good evening. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. What'd you think about tonight's game?
Oh, I thought the game was great. I thought Hamilton played really good. The reason I called, well, I'm a little bit nervous. This is the second time I've ever called a radio show.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Okay. What I want to say is that I've been following Hamilton for 60 years, you know, and I was born in Hamilton. And I found when the opposing team makes fun of the Tiger Cats, for some reason it motivates them to do a lot better the following game. And that was when they played Toronto. You know, when they played Toronto and they were using a hammer and going across the when they scored.
Yes, yep, the Thor hammer,
and,
yep.
They were acting like the Thor and the other players were falling down and they were sort of laughing at the fans, you know, teasing them. You know, I thought that would be a big motivator for the Cats because you know, in all the years I've watched the Cats play, I always find that whenever something like that happens, the Cats always blows it away and wins the following game, eh?
That's a great point because that was a bit of an embarrassing moment. You know, yeah, here's this Thor hammer in the hammer. They're losing on Labor Day against Toronto. That's a great point.
And do you remember a few years ago when Speedy B and the Tiger Cats came in the center field in the beginning of the game with the BC Lions?
Yes, yep.
And they were dancing on the Hamilton Tiger Cat logo.
I recall that.
And the Tiger Cats blew them away when they played the game. They beat them by a double-digit score.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for motivation. And when you and trying to embarrass the other opponent or being disrespectful, and I thought the Ticats handled themselves quite nicely tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty well the turning point of the season, in my opinion.
Could be. Hey, we'll find out. It could be.
And I've never said that before. Before I had the idea that Hamilton probably won't even make be able to win another game. That was my opinion at the beginning of the season when they were not doing so well. Right now, I'll go on a limb and say that they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to win the Grey Cup.
Wow. Oh, my. You heard it here first. Anthony and Hamilton saying that the Ticats are going to win the Grey Cup. Wow.
Yeah, that's my feeling, and you've heard it. You heard it here from me first, and, you know.
Anthony, we're gonna save that clip, and if it happens, my gosh, we're going to play that for the whole show.
Okay.
Hey, who's your player of the game tonight?
Oh, Tim White. I think it's a toss-up between Tim White and the quarterback.
Yeah, they both played very well.
They both played really, really super well. So I'll give the edge to the quarterback.
You got it. All right, appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thank you.
We got to run, but before we do that, quick tweet from Brad who says, Rick McAllister needs to become a bigger part of the offense. He's our new speedy B. Get him the ball. And from Ticat Dave, who wants to give a shout-out to the hype man, he says, hey, we could be talking about a loss. Didn't happen. Glass half full after that performance. Kudos on the Cats for not folding the tent in the first quarter. Great program, Rick. Love it. Please give a shout-out to the hype man who was out there cranking her up in Section U, keeping the players fired up. Big win. Thanks, Rick. Go, Cats. Go. We gotta go, but not before we give a shout-out to the player of the game, Tim White by a hair. The big play of the game was the goal line stand in the first half, and our fifth quarter fan of the night, you just heard from him, Anthony from Hamilton, saying the Cats are going all the way. Our next game is Hamilton versus Winnipeg, Saturday, September 16th. Kickoff is at 4. We'll be on the air for the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.